This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical. Nancy Blackburn. Oh, cancel. No, change that. It's Susie Brown. Susie Brown, B-R-O-W-N. Susie Brown. Place was Mission Point in Flint. Date was June 23rd, 2022. The paragraph patient profile. Mrs. Brown is an 88-year-old female who also is under hospice care. New paragraph, chief complaint. She has debility, dementia, history of stroke, and hypertension. She initially came for respite, but the plan now is for long-term care period. The paragraph history of past illness. She herself has limited insight into her medical condition, period. She is in hospice. The diagnosis of rural atherosclerosis, period. She does walk slowly and has significant dementia, period. She sometimes can get agitated, but she was calm when seen today, period. She didn't really have clear insight as to why she was here, period. She seemed to know that she was in a nursing home, period. She was not oriented, period. She has a history of hypertension and blood pressure is slightly up today, period. She denied any headache or any chest pain or cardiac symptoms, period. Most of her blood pressure readings are normal, but it was up to 155 or 75 today and 160 or 70 yesterday, period. New paragraph. Very little information comes from her, period. She does have a history and diagnosis of major depressive disorder and anxiety, period. However, she didn't seem anxious today, period. She was slightly resistant to a detailed examination, period. She also has had deep vein thrombosis of the left leg in the past, period. She comes with an Eliquis 2.5 milligrams twice a day, period. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional. She's not having fever. Eye, no complaints. Denies visual problems. ENT denies problems, and she seemed to hear adequately, period. Respiratory, no dyspnea or other symptoms. Cardiovascular, no chest pain. GI, no abdominal pain or nausea. GU, no dysuria. Musculoskeletal, denied arthralgias. Neurologic, she's not oriented, period. She denies specific symptoms, period. She walks with a shuffling gait. New paragraph, past history. Cerebral atherosclerosis, deep vein thrombosis, dementia, stroke, urinary tract infection, encephalopathy, central hypertension, major depressive disorder, dash mild, generalized anxiety disorder. New paragraph, medications. Losartan 50 milligrams daily. Ativan 0.5 milligrams every 4 hours as needed. Loratadine 10 milligrams every 4 hours as needed. Loratadine should be 10 milligrams daily. So if you change the loratadine to once a day, someone put 4 every 4 hours per in for Claritin. Hyoscyamine 0.125 milligrams every 4 hours, PRN for secretions. Reglan 10 milligrams every 4 hours, PRN for nausea. Morphine. Sulfate 120 milligrams per ml. And she takes 5 milligrams every hour as needed. Enoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day. Eligus 2.5 milligrams twice a day. Dalkex suppository, one rectally if needed. Mirtazapine 7.5 milligrams nightly. Seroquel 25 milligrams at bedtime. And I'm told that she can get a bit agitated. New paragraph. Family, she had no insight into this. Social history, she's at the nursing home initially for respite and now for long-term care period. She does have a legal guardian. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed period. She's slightly restless period. Blood pressure 155 or 78, temperature 98. Pulse 75, respiratory rate 16. Head and neck. Pupils can react to light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extractive was intact. Oral mucosa normal. Here's normal inspection. Neck, no master notes. Lungs. Clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal. As 2, no gout. No murmur. No significant edema. Abdomen soft, non tender. No palpable cardiomegaly. CNS cranial nerves go through normal. Sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion, no cyanosis. Skin is intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. Mental status, she's slightly restless. She's moving her arms in a way, and she walks with a very slow, short, shuffling gait, but that seems to be stable. She's not oriented at all to time or place, but is the person. Affects seem normal. The paragraph assessment of plan 1. Brown has cerebrovascular disease and cerebral atherosclerosis is in hospice for this period. 2, she has hypertension, controlled with losartan 50 milligrams daily, and metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day, and observed more readings. 3, she has history of deep vein thrombosis, and I'll continue Eliquis 2.5 milligrams twice a day. 4, she has dementia with agitation and can get aggressive period. I will continue Seroquel 25 milligrams nightly period. She has purine, morphine, Haldol, Ativan, and hyoscyamine due to her hospice status period. I do not hear excessive secretion, and she doesn't seem to be in major pain right now, period. I will follow her admission point, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.